Good morning from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church in beautiful Silver Hill, Alabama, and welcome to our Sunday morning worship encouragement, God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me through the night from all harm and danger. I pray that you would keep me this day from all sin and evil, that in all my thoughts and words and deeds I may serve and please you. Into your hands I commend my body and soul and all that is mine. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil one may have no power over me. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the greatness of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only, I have sinned, and done what is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified when thou dost speak, and blameless when thou dost judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Lutherans subscribe to the great confessions of faith of the early church. God has not changed, and our faith remains firm in the teachings of the Bible. That's why we often share what is called the Apostles' Creed in our weekly worship. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Well, let's pray together as we ready our hearts for today's Bible reading. Gracious Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth and sharing your good news of salvation for mankind. Open your holy word to us this morning. Along with our Heavenly Father and your Holy Spirit, minister to our hearts and nurture us in your word. Amen. People talk about God pretty casually these days. The vast majority of people expect that heaven awaits this life and that God is happy with our human life on the planet Earth. There is no understanding of God's expectations. Many people cannot give you even a couple of the Ten Commandments. Many have spirituality, but they have no understanding of God, of Jesus Christ, or of the work of the Holy Spirit. Where is our world at with God? Do we owe God anything? Let's take a look at Psalm 105, the first 6 verses together. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. The big idea behind this psalm is the concept of honor, honoring our Heavenly Father. It is a call for the faithful to get with it, to bring honor to God. Abraham lived 4,000 years ago. He lived after the great flood of Noah's day, at a time when lifetimes were getting shorter. No longer would people live hundreds of years. People still recognized God in Abraham's day. The God of the universe had a form that people knew that was not a human being, but something more. Now think about this. In Adam and Eve's day, our Heavenly Father would come down to Eden in the cool of the day. He would talk with them. We know about Noah and God's direction to Noah to build the ark. Abraham was 10 generations later than Noah. The Bible tells us that Abraham walked with God, that God was his friend. Abraham recognized God. In ancient times, the form that God took on for contact with mankind was called the angel of the Lord. But Abraham recognized him when he came to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sin. Manoah and his wife, Samson's parents, recognized God as well. It is much easier to honor God when you recognize him. Our problem is that sin has so corrupted our human nature today that we fail to recognize our Heavenly Father. The psalmist, writing 2,800 years ago or so, tells us plainly what we should look for in our environment to recognize God. Not only should we recognize our Heavenly Father, but we are to honor him. So the psalmist tells us, all who walk with God like Abraham must do worshipful things. First of all, give thanks to God. Speak to God. Call out his name and seek him. Tell others what God has done. God's deeds are not limited just to your life, but all to the lives of people across the face of the world. The psalmist says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Secondly, remember God's deeds in melody and song. Have you ever had one of those songs stuck in your mind, the kind that you just could not get the melody to quit? The psalmist tells us, sing to God because it will help our memory of what God is doing in the world. And don't just make it one song. The song is to be one of many. And the direction and focus of the song is to be the Lord himself. The psalm or the song is to proclaim what God has done, to talk of his works and projects. The psalmist says, sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his glorious works. You would think that maybe this would be enough, but no. Take joy in God and in his activities. You and I and all who seek to walk with God should raise up and honor his very name. When we praise the name of our Heavenly Father, we joy in him and in seeking him. The psalmist says, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. The world doesn't seem to recognize God and his handiwork. Perhaps this is because we do not look for him. Our Heavenly Father, our Savior Jesus, our Holy Spirit, all are as close as a decision to find God. God has might and strength. He is close at hand, but he must be found. The psalmist explains, seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. He says, get with the program and find God. We get a great summary of our human responsibility when it comes to God from the psalmist. To get direction in life, you have to know where you are going. But you don't know where you are until you know where you've been. Memory puts things in perspective, hence the call of the psalmist. Remember his marvelous works, which he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. When we fail to connect with God, many times the root problem relates to recognizing God's activities in our lives. The psalmist calls on us to remember. Think of Jesus Christ on the Sea of Galilee. He was traveling with his disciples across the lake after feeding the thousands of people there. He is talking with his 12 disciples and tells them, "Beware the leaven of the Pharisees." We have the episode in Matthew 16, verses 5 through 12. Now when his disciples had come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we've taken no bread." But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, "Oh, you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Nor the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets you took up? How is it you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread, but to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees?" Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. You and I get confused in the world that we live in. We forget about God and we end up following a variety of trails to dead ends in our lives. Jesus tells his disciples to look at what is real, not just at the surface events. Our psalmist in Psalm 105 is calling us to the same perspective. Look to what the universe is and who lies behind what we see. We will find that our Heavenly Father is there. The psalmist cries out, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who rejoice seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones." So it is Sunday. Honor the Lord this day. As we end our time together, let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, please join us for worship this morning at 10 a.m. if you can. Zion Lutheran Church is a liturgical traditional Lutheran church located in Silver Hill on the corner of 4th Avenue and 7th Street. We are one block south of State Highway 104 and 2 blocks west of Highway 55. If you find the Silver Hill Library landmark, you are just a block away. Look for our signs. Want more information about our Lutheran Fellowship? Come to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or give us a call at 945-5209. May God bless you in your spiritual walk this week, and don't forget to catch God's loving kindness in the morning next Sunday, same time and same place on your radio dial. These past days and weeks, Zion Lutheran Church of Silver Hill has been privileged to share God's holy word with you in the morning. As part of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, the fourth largest Lutheran denomination in the United States, we support daily Bible reading and prayer. If you do not have a Bible and would like a complimentary paperback copy of the New King James Version Bible, call us at 945-5209 and give us your name and address or phone number.